tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us from absolutely gorgeous Gaylord, Michigan, Ian Murphy over at Darren Pick Smokehouse in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
How did the golf outing go on Friday?
I'll tell you, we couldn't have dialed up better weather or a better golf course or, quite frankly, a better group of people to come out that day. What a great turnout of 14 teams, something like that, helping to raise money for Otsego County Food Pantry and our nonprofit organization called the Iron Foundation. And it's the fund that we use there. We feed some lonely, elderly, and needy folks during the holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, that kind of stuff. So we were able to fund about $1,000 a piece to each of those nonprofits. I mean, just an outstanding day.
Very cool, cool, cool. Now, the golf course again, which one was it?
So we played the Loon, which is part of the Loon, the Lake, and the Ridge, just right around the corner, literally about 2 miles up the road from us.
Excellent. You going to have it again next year there, or do you think you're going to try another course?
We'll probably rotate over to the Lakes course, which is just about another mile and a half down the road from the Loon there on Charles Brink Road.
Sure.
There was a lot of discussion about possibly doing a fall event as well. So we're looking into dates on that one right now.
Excellent. One thing. Now, this was a 9 o'clock shotgun start.
Yes.
Man, I would love to play. I was down at Liberty Mountain for Mark Farner. I was getting ready, helping prep the area and getting the mixers working and the speakers and everything. But, man, I'm on the radio, dude, until noon. Can't we do a noon shotgun start?
Yeah, sometimes we're at the mercy of the golf course. Being that it was the holiday weekend, it gave us a little bit more flexibility. But, you know, I generally like to do a noon tea time. You get a little bit more people involved. It's easier to do things in the afternoon that are also accompanying the event. So, we just kind of had to pick the lesser of two evils for this year.
I got you. Well, here's the other reason. A lot of my listeners listening to the show 9 to noon, they're out on their businesses. They get their day going. They can sneak out on a Friday afternoon. They can play hooky in the afternoon, but they got to get in the office and get the team going, you know, and make sure everybody's there working. Okay, I'm here, you're here, everybody's good. Okay, I'm going out for lunch. They just don't come back. So,
Think
about. Hey, one thing, though, that's great. And the weather, wasn't it phenomenal? I mean, it was just beautiful Northern Michigan Friday. And one of the things that I know you mentioned, too, these foundations. And this was you didn't take the profits and put it into the restaurant. You gave back to the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime we do things like this, all the proceeds go to charity. Anytime we do a special event like the Harvest Festival coming up this fall, that everything we do, we try to put some kind of charity behind it. Not only do we find it also, obviously, it helps out our community, but we do find that people are more motivated to come to an event if they know that there is a charitable cause that's benefiting from them coming out, listening to Motor City Memories, or coming to a golf event, or coming out to Harvest Festival. That's partly why we love doing these things, is because we are able to give back money to those in need in our community. And that is just such an amazing thing to be able to do. But that pavilion next door is really what gives us the opportunity to really ramp those numbers up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got to tell you, man, that thing being right next door to you was a God blessing. That thing was meant for you, and I'm just so happy we were able to get it. You know, the other thing we're going to talk about, we get back, the website. I want to talk to you about the website, all the things that are on that. So more with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. We'll be.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying through the break is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. They are located at 4029 Old U.S. 27 Highway, just south of town. right off of exit 279, mile marker 279 exit south of Gaylord. You get off the exit, head south about a mile. They're on the east end side right across from Otsego Lake. Ian, the website, ironpigsmoke.com. The reason I teed you up with that during the break is because there's so many things on that website that I want you to explain to people to go online. If you guys want to pull it up right now while we're talking, go to ironpigsmoke.com. Ian, you got everything there.
We do. And quite frankly, there's some that's missing. But right as you start, when you jump on the page, one of the biggest things that we use this website for is online ordering. We, you know, barbecue is ubiquitous for takeout. Our new location, I had no idea that our new location with a drive-through, many people don't know, but we do have a drive-through on the north side of the building. You log on, you order your food, you pay for it, you even get a text message letting you know that it's ready in about 5 minutes so you can leave your house, or if you're out doing groceries, grocery pickup, you can order your food and it tells you when it's ready. You pull through the drive-through or come into the front area. It's so easy. That's the biggest part, the biggest use of our website. Then, of course, we have all the activities, but most specifically, catering. We do a ton of catering. We're out to Treetops Resort every other weekend with golfers, on property with graduation parties, wedding ceremonies, day after wedding parties as well. Any event that we're ever doing, Saturday night music, all of those things we try and get onto our website as well. And of course, our merch, all of our merchandise is available right through that website. Now, it takes you to an outside website, ironpigmerch.com, but that is how we direct everybody. You want an Iron Pig bourbon shirt, you want to risk it for the brisket shirt. Our inventory at the restaurant just gets decimated every other week. It seems like I can't keep enough inventory. But anybody that wants an extra small or a triple extra large or a random weird bright blue color of a t-shirt that we don't have in the restaurant, you can have it drop ship for about $25 right to you. So that website, I mean, between Google and our website, we get, I mean, I can't even tell you. I think we're over 15 million hits in the 9 years that we've been open. It's just incredible.
That's fantastic. One of the things I like about it, like you say, online ordering, because like you say, you place the order, you can pay for it, it's ready to go, and then you get the text, you know, says, hey, your order's going to be ready in 5 minutes. You can just swip around the building and go right through the drive-through window and pick it up.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you can even order our catering. So we have a couple different levels, right? So you can order right away from the menu, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, any time of the day. You can, or if you're feeling like you want breakfast the night before, you can log on to our website, schedule yourself a breakfast to be made at 8 a.m. and pick it up at 8:30 through the drive-through window. You can order catering for the next day that doesn't have to be approved by Chef Ben. You know, so if we're doing a wedding, you put in a request and we go through and figure out what's best for you based on your budget. But if you've got 15 or 20 people that you want to feed at your factory, boom, log on, order what you want, goes right through, doesn't have to be approved by anybody. You just show up when the text message tells you it's ready. It is so simple. It's insane.
Now, you just triggered something, because how many times...
I tend to do that from time to time.
Yes, you do with me, brother. You trigger me all the time. Businesses, they have to do continuing education, real estate offices, or mortgage brokers, sure, whatever business it is. Or they have to do a meeting with an outside vendor that's coming in and giving training to the employees. What a better way to do it with catering the lunch, so that these can work right through lunch. They can be sitting there listening to the presenter of the information, Ian, and they don't even have to leave. The food is there. Go grab your food while you're, if you get hungry, there it is. It's laid out on the table. You guys go eat when you want. We don't even have to have a quote unquote lunch break.
Exactly. We do that quite a bit around town here, especially. We also have packages, like, let's say on a typical Friday, like you were talking about, everybody comes into the office, does their thing, but then takes off for noon and comes over and has lunch at the Iron Pig for an actual event, a corporate event put on by your boss that has a cornhole tournament. We open the food truck out back. We bring in entertainment. So there are so many options besides just a simple lunch, like you mentioned. Bring your entire team over. We will produce an entire package for you for whatever reason. You know, if you had a soccer team that just won a big tournament, come out. We have all sorts of packages using that pavilion. And it doesn't matter if it's 500 people or 15 people. That space is awesome no matter the size of the group. And that's what I love about having that pavilion next door to us.
Now, I want to talk about catering. For example, family reunion. Okay.
Yeah.
How is it that you would you bring the actual food truck there, or do you do everything in the serving bins? How does that work if somebody wants to have a family reunion and wants you to cater all the food for it?
That's a great question. So what's really nice about barbecue is that it does travel pretty well, right? So the majority of our items are already cooked ahead of time. So let's say you're having – we just had one actually last weekend. Weekend before last, I'm sorry. What we did there was we gave them the option. Say our food truck is parked right out back, so we can just open the food truck and these food truck items, or you can hand tailor what you want. You want brisket sandwiches or sliders, plus Marry Me chicken that's not smoked. We'll do any of that, and that's on us to make sure that we have the warmest, freshest product available for you, whether it's in the pavilion or whether it's an hour away doing a barn wedding, like we do a barn wedding about every other weekend now, it seems like. So we have it down to where we're using facilities and or we're preparing the food in a way that we're either warming things up. Like, here's a great example. Mac and cheese, you can't really put mac and cheese in what we call a hot box and then travel with it for an hour. So we have a setup that we bring, and we'll make the mac and cheese right there on property. Versus the brisket can stay in a hot box, and all it's going to do is get more juicy and more right, exactly.
Yeah, man.
So we've been doing this actually last week was our 9-year anniversary, June 30th. So we've been doing this for almost a decade now, and we've gotten pretty darn good at it. And I can't wait till we take that next step and we've got more locations around Northern Michigan, more food trucks to be able to go out to these venues and do these kinds of things. I really, really want to get a food truck down to Liberty Mountain the end of this month for the event there.
July 25th. July
25th. Yeah.
Dude, that's Ted Nugent. And I got to tell you,
your
food truck would have made some money with Mark Farner's event we did on 4th of July. They did. God bless them. They cleaned up the place. The landscaping was, you couldn't find a piece of trash, a blade of grass that hadn't been cut or trimmed. Weeds were pulled out of a flower bed. Man, they did a fantastic job. But they had hot dogs and pizza from a local vendor. Dude, I'm saying if an Iron Pig Smokehouse truck had been there, you guys would have cleaned up. Ted Nugent, July 25th, bro, you got to get that truck there.
Yeah, I'm going to try my level best. I actually got roped into being a speaker at that event, which I'm super excited about. But I would absolutely love if we could get one of our food trucks down there. Would be amazing. We'll see what we can do. No promises, but we're going to try our best.
I want to mention, because I saw you on the lineup, I'm doing this with Steve Gruber. I'm bringing my two high-back bar chairs. I'm bringing them with me, okay? Him and I are going to do kind of a radio interview up on stage where I tee up the questions or maybe parts of your speech and let you hit it out of the park if you want. I can offer that to you because Steve Gruber did a song that number one on the Christian charts, and he just passed Taylor Swift on the pop charts. One Nation Under God. Have you heard that song yet?
I have. It's great. I love
that. Yes. Steve and I are going to be up on stage promoting that song and downloads of it. So like I said, my high back bar stools are there if you want. I'll help tee you up, or if you got an actual speech you want to give, whatever you want to do, my services are available to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Let me know. Let me find out how much time I get from stage. They haven't even really let me know that, and I'll get back to you for sure. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. One other thing I wanted to ask. In this venue summertime, when we have this information for the pavilion, I just got a text message. My family reunion idea triggered them. And he's like, wait a minute. I got a family reunion. We're going to have over 150 people, we think. They're scrambling to find a venue. Could we talk to Ian about renting out the pavilion for our family reunion?
Absolutely.
How would that work? 150, 200 people show up.
Easy peasy, simple. That's the easy part. The hard part, and it's not even, I got to put hard in air quotes, just log on to the website, ironpigsmoke.com, click on the catering link, then click on the link to fill out a catering form. That'll go right to Chef Ben immediately. Then what he'll do is he'll reach out, give you a call, or just shoot you an email real quick that he's got the request. And then just ring you up and say, hey, what are you looking for? And you can click on a couple of different packages. And then we just throw some pricing together. The venue fee, a lot of times, is very, very nominal compared to what you might pay for, say, a barn or an actual venue like a Treetops or something like that. Plus, we own the place. We can do whatever we want. If it doesn't fit in your budget, then we can knock $500 off. I mean, we're not beholden to anybody else's pricing but our own. That's the nice thing. You know, like being downtown, we had to ask the city to use that pavilion and then pay money unless it was for a nonprofit event, sure. This, that, and the other. We don't have to mess with any of that stuff. Excellent. We control everything from start to finish. So just let us know what kind of event, what kind of food you're looking for, the amount of people, and a date. We can handle everything else.
Farmers Market, Thursdays from 4 to 7?
Yeah, absolutely.
How's that going?
4 to 7. It's going good. Of course, we want a few more vendors, but we've got to start somewhere. I think we have about a half a dozen vendors right now. What we're trying to do from the Iron Pig side is we have about 6 or 7 local vendors that we use for items on our menu. Yeah. They aren't able to put their own booth in our farmers market. So what we're trying to do is get enough of their product that we can retail it for them. Like Cook's Family Farm, we use their ground beef. They are involved in so many farmers market that they can't add one more. But what we're offering is to sell their product at their same retail price that they sell it in their store for. We just have to get enough of their product on property. Same with Kitchen Farms and potatoes. I think Bragg's is doing maple syrup there right now. Mama P's is doing some of the baked goods. We use her homemade bagels and stuff in our breakfast sandwiches. So we're getting there. We just got to get, you know, got to get out of the train station a little bit, but please come by every Thursday, 4 to 7 p.m. Come shop, come have something to eat as well. Always a good time.
Do you have a honey vendor grown right here, local honey in Michigan?
We don't. We were looking at a local vendor, but they never got back to us.
I have Northern Michigan honey. Brian Bush, I'll hook you up with him. Light golden honey, kind of like almost like a clover honey. Oh my God, yeah. It is the best tasting stuff on the planet.
Love it.
Yeah. All right, brother, I'll send you his information. Final thoughts before I let you go real quick.
Man, this summer is turning out to be a banger. We're setting records every day, it seems like. And all I can do is just be grateful and thankful for you, Trucker Randy, your audience, listeners that have supported us for 9-plus years now, it seems like.
Yes, sir.
Ever since the pandemic, certainly. So thank you. Thank you to your audience. Please come see us this week, next week, whenever you're able.
IronPigSmoke.com. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Trucker Randy.